And it's time to dip into the audio bag. Because, well, I'll just let you set it up. You seem to have a real handle on things. I'm just over here bracing for what I'm about to hear.
Well, this is from 2011, and Jake, you're going to have to tell us how you found this, because, of course, you may remember Julie unfairly saying that she thinks she remembers something from the past that actually... So before we knew Julie Dobbs, she was like TV person.
Mm-hmm.
And then... couple bombshells she dropped on us on her first year here at the Ticket. One was she remembers when Jake was bagging on kids' names these days, and he especially didn't like the name Ryder.
Yeah.
Not especially. It was a part of many other names that I will stand by. I've been confronted by her and now her husband, and I will just have to...
Now everyone's just... now it's turned
to go. We are so angry, obviously.
They'll be bringing Little Ryder himself over someday.
I can't wait for you two to meet, by the way.
Smack me.
This is about to be a battle royal.
So that was one of the things.
Yeah.
She remembers hearing, you know, driving around, listening to the Ticket, and all of a sudden somebody's attacking her kid's name. It's Jake. But probably even worse, if you have a memory of somebody kind of attacking you. And, you know, Bob and Dan will, I don't know, you want to just sit and listen? So she remembered that apparently there were some things said about her that she kept with her, mm-hmm. held on to that.
And again, I don't think she just held on to it because she remembered the year. And then her husband, Kelly, sent me three possible weeks it could have been targeted down to the exact week. So I just went through those weeks.
That's awesome.
It like, was hard to do.
It seemed like they
it was
had...
like, well, it couldn't have been then because we weren't dating yet. I wouldn't have been telling you that story.
No, this triangulated the, yeah. the information.
So I don't think this is a we're bagging on Julie segment. It's just a Rangers audio segment.
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
she happened to be the person delivering that audio.
No, but this feels like Aaron Brockovich or something like that where someone spent years just trying to get, you know, just figure it out. And, boy, he's writing down dates years later off some old day planner he has laying around.
Well, he was writing it down now, trying to recall the dates from 9 years ago. And it was really, like I said, it was really hard to do because I did a full Rangers season and then I just did 2 months of the next season. And that's like right when we started dating. So that's how we narrowed it down. It was like, well, I know that when we were dating, I was doing the Rangers games for these 2 months. And it was only Friday night home games. So then you go look at the schedule and figure that out. So it was hard.
That's great.
24.
But worth it. So worth it.
Okay. So I think my plan is we just play this 6 minutes straight.
Okay.
If you want to pause it, if you really feel the need, we can do that. We can do whatever we want, right? We're in charge here. We have great power here. So the date I have on this is April 25th, 2011.
Okay.
That it's a Bob and Dan segment to break down Ranger audio. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. Now, on Channel 21, the worst thing about Channel 21, and no offense to the lovely young piece of eye candy they have doing the roaming the stands, but Jim Knox is a special breed. Jim Knox is not on Channel 21, though. Jim Knox
gets a night off once in a while?
Is only in the Fox box. Do you know that?
Did not.
So only if the Rangers are on Fox do you get Knox. See? What's the girl's name that does 21?
I don't know.
Julie Dobbs?
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Julie Dobbs. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow, Groobs knows her name.
And Sean jumps right in.
So creepy.
Do you think Sean is
bird dogging that?
Been creepy on that in the press box?
And when she enters the press box, it's like Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, my God.
Everyone bumping into her. And all the little.
Everyone's licking their peaky fingers trying to put their eyelashes
down. When she walks into a Stars press box, everybody goes nuts.
All the horn dogs.
So press box hot.
Just respect her as a member of the media.
So, I'll pause it right now.
There's so much there.
So that's the meat. That's kind of right in the beginning. You're getting the thing you remembered was I was referred to as press box hot. Right? That's what stood out?
Yeah, that's what stood out. For the most part.
Because there's
more.
Well, no, there's going to be a lot more, but that's kind of the... When you first brought it up and when Jake first went searching, that was the goal. You've already accomplished the goal. Now, little known to us, we actually were doing like a whole segment, and now she's going to probably be upset at things we're saying about her. But, you know, not as upset as that.
Sure.
As she remembers that...
I might rank Press Box Hot below Joey Dobbs and I've been bird dogging that.
There's so much there.
Yeah, Seabass, bird dogging, Julie Dobbs. Jeez, I would never have said anything like that.
Show respect, Sean.
Really?
Jeez.
Oh, I wish he was here. I want to know what he would have to say about that.
Yeah, just bring that up next time he tries to offer you an evaluation of your work.
Bird dogging me, eh?
Would you like to bird dog one of my
tickers? Can you retroactively go to HR?
Why don't we bird dog down to human resources?
Yeah, can we go down there and talk about that? Anyway, we got five more minutes. Want to hear us break down Julie's audio? Let's do it. She had the duty, D-U-T-Y, of finding the oldest person at the ballpark, and I guess she did that Friday. And I think Jim Knox could have brought this to another level. Here you go. The oldest person ever at the ballpark.
Another one. And they get the record for the season as Napoli draws the walk. And we check in with Julie Dobbs.
Yes, hey, John. I am hanging out here with my friend Jewel. This is Jewel Dennis. She is 93 years old. She's been a Ranger fan her whole life. And this is her first game. Are you enjoying yourself?
First of all, Julie Dobbs. She's 93 years old, and she's been a Rangers fan her whole life.
93.
She hasn't been a football fan her whole life, okay? Football hasn't existed that long. So let's just...
It's just very odd that she's been a Rangers fan her whole life, even when
she's 93
they weren't even in existence,
old,
but she loved the Rangers.
She's been a Rangers fan her whole life.
It's okay, Julie. I know what you meant.
And isn't this a little like filling in for Gordo and breaking out fake Jerry? I mean, to talk to 93-year-old.
Leave this to Knox, but we could have found out who like she watched.
Like talk to a baby or something. Talk to a 2-year-old. There, that's yours.
What players did you sleep with during the Whites Only era? You could have asked her that.
ask her if they ever found her necklace at the Titanic site.
Oh, what was the other one? Which
member of League of Their Own?
Now, did Rosie O'Donnell play you, or was it Madonna?
93 years old. She's been a Ranger fan her whole life, and this is her first game. Are you enjoying yourself?
All right, and there's another thing. Let's say you are a huge Rangers fan. So it took you till now to go to a game? You're 90-effing-3.
And you've been a fan your whole life.
Not
so you've
fan.
Had 93 years to get to a Rangers game.
Wait, when did the Rangers start? 30?
72
here.
So how many years ago is that? I can't figure that.
There's no way to know.
1,000.
Yeah. Almost 40.
Like,
almost
at least
40.
3.
Like she was 70 when they started,
yeah.
Right?
Wait a minute. I was born in 1972.
Oh.
38, about to be 39, Dan.
Okay, they've been here 38 years.
Yeah.
So you minus that. She was in her 60s when the Rangers started?
Like 52.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's not get on her, step on her goal.
In her whole life, and this is her first game. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
So what do you think of all these home runs tonight? It's like a home run derby out here.
That's just the good old boys showing what they can do.
And they're still doing it. They've been doing it as long as you've been watching, huh? All right. Well, I brought you a little treat. We brought you some cookies.
Very much.
No, what?
Thank you.
No problem. You enjoy your cookies, and let's enjoy the rest of this game. John, we'll send it back to you.
Bappy.
I agree with you, though, Bob. It's not fair to Julie Dobbs to have her try to follow up Jim Knox. Jim Knox just has that extra flair and relationship with the old.
Now, and you might just say to Julie, look, you've got the entire stadium here. You've got 40,000 people. Stay away from those over the age of 90 or Asian, and everyone else is yours.
You think Knox sent her a text message? It's my territory.
Hey, you know.
It's
his turf.
Right.
It's my bit.
Hey, you know what? This is me. This is what I do.
But also, she's learning from the best, so she wants to emulate him. You know, it's tough to be in the same market as Gordo if you're trying to do your fake Jerry.
Well, she needs to dig deeper.
I really
give
feel like
the old lady cookies.
I really feel like a bad radio report's based on how the whole thing works. How Noxie gets word that we found a 94-year-old having a birthday.
It's not the pager.
That's in my dream, but I feel like he's got to have spies. He's got to have some, you know, there has to be a code word amongst the ushers that if you have,
you know,
people that look like they're brand new in the United States after a long life in Korea, we have them in our section. So
I'll tell you,
come join us.
I think I was watching Saturday. He was on sometime this weekend.
And Sweden.
During this.
After the game, he talked to someone from Sweden I need to bring in for tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
During this windy time of year, maybe kite flying, it's just really making him look wheels off. Like, his hair is...
He's kind of got Bill Murray from Kingpin hair, just a little bit there.
Where he might want to... As we get older, sometimes you got to cut the hair a little shorter when it's just to even it up all over the place.
So says... The bald guy. Yeah. Yes, keep it short. Keep it short. All right, so good job to Noxie and Julie and Rads.
You did great, Julie.
David Murphy for that bases-clearing double he dedicated to Dan yesterday, and just a big weekend out at the old ball yard. And look who's back in first place, huh?
First place, Texas Rangers.
And not just by a little. By 2.5.
There it is.
There it is.
I have so many things.
Me too. Me too.
Bird dogging that.
Oh, no, don't make that.
By the way, that's we brought you some cookies day.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had that cookies. Audio a long time ago. We didn't know it was that exact same day.
Like, that's the one?
That's the exact same interview.
Well, that wasn't her catchphrase at the end of every interview?
No. Do you remember that lady?
I mean,
or do we need to carry this over?
Carry it over.
I have.
Let's call.
I have some defense plan for myself, so we'll talk about it.
Why do you have to defend? Just let
Why
it stand on
defend?
Its own. It was awesome.
Let's find out.
All right, it's 2:29. This is next.
Somebody's busy.
Oh, looking at old tweets, are we?
Computer froze.
Log on to the
one is not banging.
Oh no, that sounds good too. Log on to the Ticket.com contest page for your chance to win an autographed boxing glove, courtesy of the Fox Network and Fox Pay-Per-View. Don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year this Saturday night, Manny Pacquiao versus Keith Thurman. This Saturday, 8 p.m., live on Fox Pay-Per-View. Order now. All right, time for a post-game show.
Let's break it all down.
The game was... The April 2011 Bob and Dan radio show, where we were commenting on some things we saw on TV the night before, which was the Channel 21 reporter, not Fox, because Fox Sports Southwest had Jim Knox, because they had Jim Knox in the Fox box. But when they did a game over on 21, apparently Julie Dobbs was the reporter.
Yep.
You know what I was hearing?
Two guys destroying?
Absolutely. A radio show killing is what I was hearing.
I did like Bob's
Bird
idea that, hold on, Sean, we know you are, that since Jim Knox was, his expertise lied in old people and Asians, that Julie should find her own lane and interview babies.
Yeah, I wrote that down as a note, too. Go talk to a baby. How would that go on TV, Bob?
I'm here with a four-month-old writer.
Maybe there's a rolling pin or an apron you could interview in the crowd.
Look.
Since you only know babies.
Just elderly and Asians. Just somewhere else. There's others.
Jeez. It's funny.
Also, Bob had, or somebody did, maybe it was me in there, and just said... We should do a report on how does this whole thing work? How do they get alerted? How do you find the Asian? How do you find... Well, too bad we don't have anyone who's ever been in that job that could help us with reports on that, Bob.
Yeah.
Certainly would
should
like
I
to
share
someday.
Share my knowledge
but...
with you guys after that?
Mark. Yeah. Not this second, but a future Bad Radio Reports, I believe, is in the works there.
Yeah, could be.
I love
like a 10-second story.
Just I know this probably is not the lead, but I really enjoyed whoever had the joke. which one of the girls were you the one that Rosie O'Donnell was playing in League of Their Own? Oh, that's great comedy right there.
It
every
is
time
crazy.
Every time you talk to an old lady at a Rangers game.
Like, now I understand, because obviously it's a 3-hour show of talking that you guys do every day. But it's just so funny that you guys could talk for like 10 minutes about my 30-second little interview with that lady.
No doubt.
I mean, you really broke it down. Like, 5 people, breaking it all down from every angle.
Yeah.
If don't pull back the curtain here.
I was going to say, if you want...
we don't have a lot.
If you want to do what our haters do and say, oh, you got nothing better to talk about there on the radio than blah, blah, blah. Yeah. No, we don't. We have 3 hours every day.
That's what I just said.
You try filling 3 hours.
Yeah, we get
one minute of radio can be...
Hey,
so 1 minute of your audio could end up being 10 minutes of our radio.
Boy, what a double last night from Danny Santana. That was really something.
You're welcome for that content.
I noted Groob's really audibly hitting on you throughout the segment. I don't know if that ever paid off for him. I highly doubt it.
Where's the line between just being nice and bird dogging?
Well, and then Sean audibly bird dogging you, yet then our really good buddy Jason on Twitter went and found what he did off the air.
Yeah, it wasn't enough to harass her on the radio.
Right.
He then had to grab Twitter and keep going.
On the same day, what appears to be somewhere around 10 minutes later, sorry about Bob and Dan, I support your fine work, call me.
He was the one who's talking about bird dogging you.
Yeah.
And we would never have done that.
Talked about bird dogging me.
That was over the line.
What bothered me more was the critique of my job than anyone saying call me or bird dog me. And
well,
maybe
that's
my own problem.
I thought that was all done in humor. And after I listened to it and knowing what we've done in the past with different people, I breathed a sigh of relief like, oh.
That wasn't so bad.
You know,
kind of dodged a bullet on this one.
About a month after that, I was relieved of my duties. So.
Oh, dear.
What do you mean?
Did you feel we contributed to that?
Maybe.
Like, they heard it, and we're like, yeah, this girl's got nothing.
There's no way we have that sort of power. Anthony Andro's been there, 10 years now.
I'm not saying that it was your fault, but
he was,
it is the public perception.
He was never on again.
Let go, my buddy.
So,
actually, one of my thoughts was, hey, I pray that Anthony Andro never does our tickers.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. If you want to have somebody upset with us.
Just please make sure the Fox Southwest girls never work here, or I am in trouble.
Who is the girl on... on the Mavs sideline.
Cat should totally have to run by who he's going to hire by us.
Would you have said no?
No, we would not have
who's,
said no.
Who's the Mavs sideline? Because if
Laura,
she ever...
Laura Green?
Yeah.
I'm here with assistant coach Joe Fronte.
Assistant coach Joe Fronte.
At least they've changed.
It was her husband.
Yeah, I know.
And that was her husband.
I know.
Boo, how did the first half look? Like, what if you had to interview your husband? Between periods. That'd be weird, right?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I did have to interview him once.
Did
just
you?
For a show that I was doing.
Fishing?
I spoke with
Fishing
assistant
show?
Coach Joe Prunty.
No. You know,
was a reality show, marrying hundreds?
I did 8 years of hockey, but all you guys want to talk about is the fishing show.
And we know about hockey. We don't know anything about
hockey.
Fishing.
Right.
Anytime you want to talk about your hockey days...
Okay. What other follow-up notes did you have from that, Julie?
Well, I was just going to explain to you how that...
Oh, dear.
No, how that happens, right? And you probably know, and it was all in the name of radio and comedy and all that. So I get that now. But I'm, like, literally walking around, and then the Rangers point me in the direction of a guest that they want featured for whatever reason. I have, like, 2 seconds to ask her... something about herself, and I obviously said, how long were you a Rangers fan? And she said, my whole life. And then they turn the camera on you and you're live. So that's how that works. That's why I said that.
So you're doing the reports now.
I'm just defending myself. I didn't think
you
she
don't
had
have
actually
to
been a Rangers fan. I know,
you
but
don't
I've been waiting a long
art.
Time to defend that.
Well, there's no reason to.
You're like,
it's
listen,
great.
Listen, Mildred, I'm doing a little math in my head. None of this checks out.
Right.
Listen,
here,
I'll clean about
on
how long.
Your face.
Says here you were 60 when the Rangers were born, so I don't think you were your whole life. Maybe actual Texas Rangers existed.
Hold the broadcast. Yeah, we got to do some math over here with Sweet Jewel, and I got to tell her that
Button?
She's wrong. Come back to me in the next inning. When we really figure this out. That's not how it works. You just roll with it.
You just give a big spotlight shining in the old lady's eyes. Because you don't think she's being straight with you.
You know what? You're not getting the cookies. I'm just, this is nonsense.
Give me those cookies back.
You're just a liar.
Oh,
dude, never a bad idea to give people some cookies.
No, you're right, right about that. You're right about that. But I don't think anything requires explanation. I think both sideline reporter, do we call it that in baseball?
Yeah, pretty much. Whatever.
Roving reporter?
Roving reporter and radio show about 9 years ago were both killing it, in my opinion.
Both at their the highest level they could
that
get
to. That
was
good radio.
Unless not you're Julie Dobbs. Like, for everybody involved. Except, so you're driving around actually listening to that?
So that's when I also, I did those Rangers games, but I worked for the Stars for 1 year doing community relations stuff. So I sat at my desk and listened all day. That was the 1 year that I actually listened, like, all day to the ticket. So that's when that was. So I heard every bit of that. And I think I probably called or texted Kelly and was like, oh my God, did you hear that? And he went back and listened. And that's why we both remember that to this day.
And you both agreed?
And then I went
home. What a couple of jerks.
I was like...
Were you guys married at the time?
Obviously a very green, brand new reporter, like, doing live TV for, you know, that was probably my first season of, like, a full season of, or second, I guess, because I did the season before. But everything you hear, like, affects you. So I remember that's what bothered me. It was just like, oh, no, maybe I am bad.
It was mostly Dan, as I recall.
But that's why I remember it.
And
I
Sean.
Think. I got over it.
And
it's
Gribble.
Fine.
Well, you told her not to interview old people.
And maybe Gribble. Well, I'm just...
was all part of your grand plan, and eventually I'd give up on TV and I'd come work with you guys.
Were you guys married at the time?
No. We had just started dating.
Just an inter-office dating.
So this might have helped your relationship bond a little bit, because you
probably
had a little
shared experience,
a little road bump to go over, and
thank
he
you
helped
so
you through it.
And then he's in there fighting for your honor.
Yeah.
Trying to win your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the larger road bumps their relationship has seen, where they had to kind of... come together and get through something.
Well, read the article in the Observer. She's in a cover article, and in the first paragraph, it talks about her having to overcome this, and then it also mentions cancer.
It's like a footnote. Yeah, it was a little too
next
there's
that
to the
little
word.
Thing
you
where you were
the...
nearly dead.
Yeah.
But really...
just a little cancer.
Thank you. Nearly dead.
Yeah, that wasn't the nicest way to put that.
Well, no, I mean, she thought she was going to die, right?
There was a point, yeah.
Yeah, you had
cancer. Can do that to you.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
And
yep.
never after listening to this did you think, wow, my whole life is going to end.
No.
Comparatively speaking.
You'd already gotten through this, so.
Right, we made it.
You know. If I can make it through this, yeah, cancer
through
will be nothing.
Hot, then.
I think anyone that you guys talk about on this show probably... even if it's mean, they're a little bit offended, but they're also kind of like, oh, they're talking about me. So there was that, too. I wasn't completely upset. I was like, oh, this is cool. They
like
know
you're
who
in the
I
big
am.
Time.
And then Sean Bass tweeted me.
Yeah. And that's when things were
and you probably saw
far.
A little Twitter follower bump, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
What's your Twitter address again?
What is it?
Yeah.
Right now?
Well, yeah.
Well, back then, I barely had any followers. But
well, I know, but I'm trying to...
Julianne Dobbs. That's my name.
Oh, you're on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Julie and Dobbs?
Hey, girl.
Like Calvin and Hobbes?
This is like when Dan was like, what's that girl's name on 21 when you actually know my name? This is Bob's name.
Are you pulling back the curtain?
Hey,
come on.
What we're doing is
Wizard of Oz
playing radio.
She's
Julie, you're now part of the show. You got to stop giving all the secrets away.
That's right.
All right.
And we brought you some cookies.
Did you really?
No.
Don't lie about that. It's not a
just
laugh.
Playing radio.
Just, again, we're playing radio. Yes,
again.
Look.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the giant. Do you see the plate I have? They're hot. They're hot out of the oven. And
yeah, you could have done an interstitial there.
No, it's all good.
Now, why is that the interstitial music? Why?
Interstitial.
When did this?
It fits.
Not
interstitial.
Superstitial.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
All right.